Hey, Frank. Good to see you.
Wish I could say the same. What's this meeting about?
Well, it's about your budget.
My budget?
Well, no. I mean, NASA's.
You want to cut the budget for space exploration?
Well, yeah. I mean, I saw this really informational video yesterday, and it just got me thinking, we could make some massive savings by cutting non-essentials.
Non-essentials?
Yeah, like all those observatories you're building.
The ones that let us study the cosmos?
Well, yeah. I mean, this video, someone was looking through a really ordinary telescope, a common or garden variety one, right? And she could see the moon, but like really close up, like HD levels and stuff. So I was thinking, we don't really need so many multi-million dollar observatories if a Poundland telescope could do that.
Well, that's not entirely accurate.
Well, I mean, it may not be sciencey, but I saw it with my own eyes.
Right.
And I think the other big saving we can make is on the cost of all those rockets you guys keep making.
You want to cut the rockets?
Not cut, replace. Look, in this video, they show that you don't need a rocket to get to the moon at all.
And what are they suggesting instead?
Well, in this video, they managed to send something up to the moon using only balloons.
Balloons?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, instead of spending billions on rockets that we're never going to use again, how about we just get a guy and strap a load of balloons to him so we can get him to just float right up there?
You can't do that!
Why not?
I mean, the guy would need a spacesuit for a start.
I'm not sure he would. The video seemed to show...
What is this video?
Have you not seen it? It's all over TV.
Hang on. Balloons? Children's telescopes? Oh god, this video, it isn't.
Wait. I didn't tell you the best thing about this budget stuff. If we make all the cuts we need, we free up the capital to fix one of NASA's greatest failures.
Oh, don't tell me. You're going to rescue the man on the moon. You've been watching the John Lewis Christmas advert, haven't you?
What's his name? John Lewis?
No, John Lewis is the name of the business.
He runs a business from the moon. That's pretty impressive.
You just believe everything you hear, don't you?
No, but why does he run a business on the moon?
Probably the tax breaks.
Oh, he's a tax dodger, huh? Oh, I can't tell you how aggravating people like that are to someone like me in my line of work.
I think I've got a pretty good idea.
Ho, ho, ho. What be your name, young boy?
Timmy.
So what would you like for Christmas this year?
Well... Something I want more than anything in the world is...
What, dear boy?
World peace.
Ho, 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 what?
World peace.
World peace? Do you know how much pressure that puts me under?
No.
Well, let me tell you, Timmy. That's quite an ordeal. I mean, Jesus Christmas. Do you know what I've got on my plate right now? About a bazillion mince pies. And do you know why I have that many? Because of all the billions of children I have to deliver presents to, all around the world. Do you know how big the world is, Timmy? I do. It's effing enormous. And all of it in one night. And on top of that, all, you want me to sort out world peace? A problem that's baffled all of mankind for millennia? And you want it all done in time for Christmas? I mean, I can barely sort out the elf strike that's going on right now. Yet you, Timmy, you think I've got all the time and the resources to sort out the Middle East crisis. I mean, I can barely fly over Syria without being targeted by ISIS anti-aircraft missiles. So what? You want me to sort out ISIS, the third world debt, racism, sexism, homophobia, and the end of every single war, every religious dispute, every crime, and every problem of everyone who's ever been on the Jeremy Kyle show? Going on in the entire world? Is there anything else you want, huh, Timmy?
New PlayStation would be nice.
You cocky little sh**. Well, actually, I can do the PlayStation. I'll see you later, Timmy. A merry effing Christmas. Who's next?
Me, me, me.
Oh, what would you like for Christmas, little girl?
To end world hunger.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Joseph.
Is everything all right?
Not really. Joe, I'm pregnant.
Well, that's wonderful news.
Really?
Of course!
But we haven't... I mean, you know...
We haven't what?
You know, been together. Biblically.
What?
We haven't had sex.
I know. We're waiting until we get married. I'm very much looking forward to it. It sounds fun.
But, you know, you need to have sex to get pregnant.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, no. I mean, that can't be right. I mean, we haven't had sex and you're pregnant.
But you know what that means, right?
No, not really.
It means that I...
No.
Yeah.
You were visited by the Lord our God, who asked you to bear his child who will unite the world in peace.
What? No, it means I... Wait. Why am I arguing this?
Oh, and that explains all the times I heard you shouting, "Oh God," from the other room.
Yeah, why not?
Well, this is fantastic news. We should do something to celebrate. I know. Let's get dressed up and go out to a fancy restaurant.
Okay, yeah, let's do... Wait! No, don't open the wardrobe!
Mary? Why is there a naked man in my wardrobe?
Because he's not a man. He's an angel of the Lord.
Wow.
Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful.